So as we begin resuming finding and settling into that comfortable seated posture, relaxed yet bright and aware, knowing that if you need to make any adjustments in your position, recline or whatever you need to do to be present but comfortable, please do so. And then gently closing the eyes and just beginning to bring a soft attention to the breath. And then perhaps softening and releasing any areas of physical tension that you can. And then perhaps just sort of drawing a kind awareness to bodily sensations that you notice, or maybe sounds, or the quality of the breath, changes in the breath. Just letting the body breathe itself. And if you notice the mind thinking or planning, judging, it's okay, right? This is the nature of the mind. And so the invitation is just kind of gently noting and then returning your attention back to the present moment. So now the invitation is to reflect one by one on the pairs of the words provided in the eight worldly winds. So first, praise and blame. So maybe recalling how it feels, body, mind, spirit, when receiving a compliment. Kind of what's the felt sense of that? And is there any way that this throws you off balance? Kind of inquiring into that. And what it might be like to receive the compliment while remaining stable in body, mind, and spirit. And then how about when receiving criticism? Sort of feeling into how that impacts your sense of equilibrium and stability. So what that might be like to receive criticism while remaining present and undisturbed. So just kind of being with what arises as you sit with praise and blame and the possibility of holding them with equanimity. And now gain and loss. So what comes up in the body and the mind with gain and loss? And might you feel sort of pushed or pulled in any particular direction? And perhaps bringing to mind a time that you received exactly what you wanted. Or it could be an experience in which you lost something precious to you. And considering what it might be like holding space equally for both. So how it might be to hold gain and loss and the emotions that these evoke for you with equanimity. And now pleasure and pain, what arises with those? There could be attachment to pleasure and aversion to pain, or perhaps resisting what's pleasant and clinging to suffering. So considering what it might be like to hold each with equanimity. Like a mountain. And in so doing, allowing all of the fullness of human experience to be present without attachment or avoidance. And just bringing a kind attention to whatever surfaces as you contemplate pleasure and pain. And now, fame and ill repute. So in what ways might you be, or have you been, unbalanced by what others think of you? Perhaps recalling an experience in which you were affected by the opinion of others of you. So, noting gently what arises around recognition and acknowledgement, being seen, being known. And then too, with experiences of disregard or neglect. So kind of touching into how the body and the mind and the emotions react to each of those. Perhaps what comes up initially around this might change, tighten, soften, alter in some way as you consider it. And so now, just beginning to turn your attention towards your body seated or reclining, maybe feeling the surface beneath you, and feeling your feet touching the ground and connecting you to the earth. And deepening with the breath and into the breath. And imagining becoming more grounded, more rooted, more stable with each breath. So like that ancient tree in the forest, with your foundation growing stronger and deeper over time. And just noting the way that the branches sway and move with the different kinds of winds. But none of these winds is strong enough to uproot you. And whether the conditions around you might be clear or cloudy, rainy, just accepting them all. And as you remain stable, all can be welcomed. And rooted within your own awareness. And this natural, balanced presence as the center from which you grow. Growing into stability, steadfastness, heart and spirit, balanced and free. Thank you.